Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Well, good afternoon. This is Rob Christensen with another episode of Visible Secrets, Invisible Power. And what that is a theme that the greatest puzzle we've ever had to solve, it's been kept under muzzle. It's so fundamental. It's a war against humanity, against life as a whole. We must stop this war machine. So climate engineering, just to briefly explain, mainly there's different forms of weather modification or so-called climate engineering, the general term geoengineering, how it is that humans affect the climate. And of course we do, because we burn fossil fuels till there's to the nth degree, it appears. As time goes on, this blessed planet that we've inherited, we're gradually destroying, and now it's because of years of these type of actions of human carelessness as far as stewards of the earth, we're now facing end times, in my humble opinion. But I can back that by many facts. And as I say again, climate engineering is a key to what we need to understand that we have to stop, so that Earth has a chance to recover from the damage the unjust stewards, humans, have done. And this is a spiritual battle. This greatest cover-up ever put forth on the whole of life, climate engineering, it's really interesting to me because it is a spiritual battle. It does relate to the Bible. It does relate... And, of course, the Bible is all about spiritual faith. So, again, briefly to explain climate engineering, the main weather modification tool is jet-sprayed aerosol dispersions. Chemtrails is a misinformation word for this, used to create the idea that, oh, it's just a hoax. Government wouldn't do such a thing. Not true. Jet-sprayed aerosol dispersions, it's a scientific fact. There are patents, many, many patents of climate engineering. And yet, to this day, a large chunk of the population is not aware of it. We're too busy with our media, cell phones, whatnot, with information overload, for one thing, instead of letting time go by in a way where we're calm, relaxed, and we can look at things critically, instead of emotionally, or misled by numerous falsehoods. The other part of climate engineering is microwave technology. So when the jet-sprayed aerosols are in the sky, cobwebs in the sky, that, you know, it takes particles to make a cloud, we see these herringbone patterns and so forth. That's from the invisible power, microwave technology, because the particles they spray are metallic for the most part, like aluminum nanoparticles, ever more dangerous to the web of life than all creatures, because the smaller the particle, the greater the danger. It can get in our bloodstream and our blood-brain barrier. So with these particles in the air, we have microwave technology that can move whole cloud masses, whole weather fronts, even hurricanes. There's another part of microwave technology called ionospheric heaters. And this goes beyond the interaction with the particles sprayed by jets. These are microwaves that interact with the upper ionosphere beyond the stratosphere. And they can alter the jet stream. It's that powerful. They can create these heat domes, which bends the jet stream. And when you mess with the jet stream, then you can also affect ocean currents. So how important it's to know that the glaciers melt, the polar caps, South Pole, North Pole, melt at such a rapid rate. So the combined affliction of human consumption, our prison industry consumption, has heated the water, which carries so much more heat. It's a heat sink. That's why glaciers and ice and tundra are melting so fast, thus producing extinction gases, which threaten us to end the planet unless we wake up. So that's a mouthful. But let me get to today's precept, the awakening from our journey down the vortex. And again, in the last blog, you know, I mentioned that it's like money, the root of all evil in many ways, is a double-sided coin of fascism. Our American capitalist system is so powerful, yet in many ways what we do is hide the war machine. So the establishment politicians very much cover the ugly facts of what an empire can do. So whether it's the American Empire, the Russian Empire, the Chinese Empire, it's an assault in many ways with centralized power, these vortexes of power. And the greatest vortex with our military strength, 10 times over the next 10 combined, or 10 times, it's hard for me to say this, but when you combine the 10 next largest militaries, the U.S. military is still bigger. So that's the power of the military-industrial complex. And again, it's when you hide the war machine and you find ways to justify the way we strip and war against people, and we externalize all these costs and blame nature for things like earthquakes and hurricanes, and we call climate change, well, it's just climate change. That's why we're going through this whiplash weather. So what's the hidden factor? The greatest hidden factor that is unacknowledged in climate talks, again, it's climate engineering. And we have to wake up to this. It's been kept under muzzle. It's the biggest piece of the puzzle. So the vortex, again, it's like a coin through history, double-sided. One side gives you an inclusive, more human face. The other side gives you a more honest description, disaster capitalism. In other words, it's more blunt. It justifies that to make money is what it's all about, regardless of whether you lie or not. And so that'll help me introduce where we're headed in these historic times, in this historic tragedy of the takeover of the United States Capitol attempt. Yes, the mob took the bait, yet justice prevailed in the drama of political theater. The double-sided coin of fascism, inclusive disaster, Dem Repub continues to roll down the vortex of so-called civilization history. Is there light at the end of the spigot or of the tunnel? Will we come through it and start awakening again? Yes, people are awakening to the dangers of the vaccine, and that's a fact. So there's much information in geoengineeringwatch.org by Dane Wigington, who directs all these efforts for years and years as to how to crack the shell of this big cover-up of climate engineering. And he's very aware with vaccines that similarly, metallic nanoparticles are in vaccines, that metallic nanoparticles are in weather control. So all the way from the ancient sword to modern times, metallic nanoparticles, metal, is a technology that's enabled humanity to do good things, but also evil things. And what could be more evil than sticking nanoparticles of metal through vaccines and pumping many doses, many different types of vaccines in a body that naturally takes care of itself? Yes, vaccines can be helpful if proven safe, but the diabolical history of vaccines needs to be understood as to why the power structure is centralized power in its turning vortex is so dangerous to all life as a whole. It can become a means, as some predicted and so-called conspiracy theorists would say, that, you know, it can set us up for, it can dysregulate our body and stay in place. So when another so-called epidemic or pandemic hits, then our body's already programmed to die or to become seriously ill. So again, in Dane Wigington's geoengineeringwatch.org, he documents article after article that's in the back pages, that's not on the mainstream, dying after they get injected from a new vaccine, on this warp speed military assisted machine of getting a vaccine in hopes that it'll save us, is so dangerous, because there's all these laws that have long ago been changed or altered so that the money-making trillion-dollar vaccine industry can carry on with undue damage, with undue legal protections of individuals if they do get sick and maimed or suffer death from the vaccine industry. So I wanted to cover something about this spiritual battle, so fundamental, voiced by Benjamin Friedman. And in my busy life, somehow I misplaced the notes, but I did find a web page, so I'll get that soon. Two incredible women, Dr. Tenpenny and former Housing Cabinet member Catherine Fitz, had this amazing interview. It was very long, an hour and a half, but they discuss the laws and loopholes that got us into this dark corner in regard to vaccines. And I might add that a basic question I ask people, not only to introduce the vaccine topic, but also climate engineering, since they're so related in the use of metal nanoparticles. So I'll spend a little time talking about them later. But Dr. Tenpenny, for example, is a well-renowned doctor. She's been at it for years. In 2003, she worked to get legislation for vaccine safety. And now it's come to fruition that those that didn't listen to her are suffering. Again, these vaccine trials are just, they're not even approved by the Federal Drug Administration. It's an emergency order to get these vaccines out that is trumped by executive order. So we don't even know about the safety of these vaccines, and they've proved to be disastrous in their rollout. So the good point is, for example, half of the workers, the health workers in California, say they will not take the vaccine. They refuse it. So at least we still have liberty not to be forced into vaccination at this point. And with this kind of resistance, that is the awakening that will stop this roll down the spigot, down the vortex of the double-sided coin of fascism. That's an awakening that's healthy. Now, what took place on the Capitol, let me be very clear. I'm going to use one example. It's no fair to put QAnon in front all the time. 70 million people voted for Donald Trump, and there's a lot of upset, of course, you know, as the tide turns. So a lot of people are trapped into this, but there's an incredible amount of hate, anger, fear that whether you're from QAnon or whatever loosely fitting organization, you know, we came so close to a coup. It's really alarming when 80% of the security forces were gone, many of them voluntarily due to the orders of Donald Trump and you know, tyranny. What can I say? I can only commend those who held down the White House for their bravery. And yes, there were some police taking pictures, you know, photoshops, like, okay, go ahead and storm the fort. But again, there was enough security force, and these people knew this was coming down the pike. Abby Martin, journalist of Empire Files, please look her up. She has a long discussion with her husband, Michael Prisoner. And in that hour discussion, they just point out all the dangers of what's on social media, all the facts that we can prosecute these people with. And of course, millions and millions saw Arnold Schwarzenegger's video, his 9-minute video, I think it was, on the importance of defending democracy. But again, I have to point out a lot of the drama of political theater, even though it's extremely important that justice prevail. How close are we even now to civil war? But when justice does prevail and truth gets out, some of the lies will be exposed. And people that did that, I'm sure, will be ashamed. And some have already committed suicide because of their shame. So these are really unstable times to the max. And I think Arnold's personal experience about how his parents and other his neighbors and others would be drunk with guilt because they didn't do anything as this careless movement of dictatorship by Mr. Hitler went on. So, you know, I think it was a helpful reminder. But at the same time, I'm not going to wave my flag for Mr. Biden. I've, you know, explained here that our system as a whole is failing when we put money and eternal growth ahead of a planet that's finite and has finite resources. You cannot have ever-expanding growth. The math doesn't add up. So radical change is needed, but certainly not in the way that just happened. And as Mr. Schwarzenegger said, it can be healthy. We've come to a low point. We're tempered. We can earn strength from this experience to get out of it and learn from it. So another thing I wanted to mention, and maybe this will be my only chance, because I do want to cover The Money Cult, A Spiritual Battle, voiced by Benjamin Friedman, who was a man of Jewish origin who professed his faith to Christianity and Catholicism. And I've talked about him before, but I found, even though I've lost some of my notes, I found a web page section that gives his letter about facts are facts. Amygdala and versus cortex, mind manipulation. There's this, the amygdala is part of the mind that has the emotions of flight or fright, or, you know, anger, or what, you know, the adrenaline rush that people get when you have emotions. And the cortex is, of course, the thinking, thought, organizing, mathematical, reasoning part of the brain. And mind manipulation in the media, again, let me use the example, since I have a coworker I've been dealing with who is part of this QAnon, deep into it. After the event at the Capitol, he's already texting me. And I've, time and time again, I've said, you know, some of what QAnon says lures people in because there's truth behind it, powerful truth. But the other half of it is a total fabrication. And it's just frightening how far into fabrication viewed these videos from this coworker. My goodness, it's when you have emotions, when you have reason, emotions, it's the same as weather whiplash. You have cold, you have hot. And in all this weather whiplash, it's hard to grasp the fact that there's an overall accelerating warming going on, especially if you live in a land that has the power to keep it cooler and the power to, with of the press to manipulate, where you have lead scientists telling you that climate engineering is a proposal that someday we might have to do. Yet it's been going on for 70 years. Well, let me get to Benjamin Friedman. I'll be reading some things, but his words were so cogent, poignant way of expressing his passion for doing the right thing and finding truth, which is found in Jesus Christ, that, you know, he looked at the master as a means to keep the truth amidst all the ways that we can corrupt and distort and emotionally move away from truth. And where fear and anger rule. So I've got to get back to the top here, and I'll start. My human mistake of misplacing my notes, what I'm going to do here is I wrote page numbers and paragraphs that I can read, so bear with me if I have some pauses. But let me start with this. Benjamin Friedman, again, was a higher-up with Woodrow Wilson. He was a businessman with the soap industry. He made a lot of money. He was involved in politics and causes for the common good. But he came to understand World War I, World War II, that there's this long, ongoing plot of literally thousands of years, at least since the time of Christ, that there's been this plot to overtake the Christian religion, the Christian faith, and penetrate into it. And it's the only way I can really explain it is to do justice to read from his actual letter that he sent to a friend. There's a famous speech that Benjamin Friedman shared, a historic speech about his conversion to Catholicism and the dangers of those who print the money. For example, the Rothschilds. You know, that Rothschilds are commonly known, but yet the Rothschild family and their penetration in history. But yet it's very well covered that in some ways, well, the Rothschilds, I guess you're into conspiracy theory. But anti-Semitism, contrails, chemtrails, words are powerful. The press is extremely powerful, perhaps the most powerful entity on earth. Words shape the way we think. But facts are facts. And Benjamin Friedman quotes Galatians 4:16. I am therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth. The historic facts revealed here for the first time provide incontestable evidence that their continued suppression will prove inimical to the security of the nation, the peace of the world, the welfare of humanity, and the progress of civilization. And Benjamin Friedman, in the title, The Truth About the Khazars. And let me explain a little here. There's a split in the history of the Jewish faith, and the word Jew is a contested word. It's been changed many times where the region of Judea became, Jew became an abbreviation of an area. So how does an area become a faith? You know, that's one question that he points out the facts that this very misleading direction. One is sacred. One is God-fearing, God-believing, you know, as written in the Torah and whatnot. But the other is the word Zionism. And Friedman traces the history of Zionism and how Israel came to be, that indeed the kingdom of the Khazars centuries ago in far eastern Asia next to Europe, or, you know, overlapping with the far west of Europe. That was centuries ago. There was a kingdom, more or less, or a empire of sorts that was believing in, how should I say, I'm looking for the word, but in the religion of sex and fertility. And it became so uncontrollable that pagan religion, I guess is one way to say it, but it became so uncontrollable that the leader of the Khazars needed to adopt a religion from Europe. There were three main religions at the time, and it wasn't the so-called Jewish faith, but by the time of this kingdom, the word Jew had become the word for the faith from the Torah and the time of Moses and so forth. And there was the Christian and there was the Islamic. And that leader chose the Jewish faith as to best fit the kingdom. So again, in Russia, the former Soviet Union, the largest number of so-called Jews were not of the Holy Land, but were in Russia and the southeastern portion. And they, how should I say, continued their battles, but it became, their direction was had nothing to do with religion and faith. It was more or less a conquering, savage way that they went around, and eventually this Zionist direction, you know, spread into England and other parts. So let me just I'm apologize if I get a little lost in conversation here. I put together scramble things at times, but I want to get to the letter, and that's okay. There was a Mr. Goldstein, Dr. Goldstein, who was a friend of Benjamin Friedman. He was favoring the formation of Israel. And that really disturbed Mr. Friedman, because Israel, for the price of England taking out the jaws of defeat and then overturning the Germans in World War I with the help of the United States entering in, again, the Khazars were playing both sides. The so-called Jews were playing both sides. They enticed Russia, France, and England to enter or blockade the Germans because they were very organized and an economic threat. And they, with money and so forth, supported this direct, you know, the blockades, economic blockades that are going to lead to war. And the war, of course, came about. And of course, the Jewish higher-ups, since they have money and, you know, very much intelligence and hard work, are very influential. But yet, as a unit, the Khazar, the Zionists, the so-called Jews, helped create World War I at a great price. And the price is that for American health and the overturn of the Germans, who had won the war but now had lost the war, the price that the Britons had to pay was to give Israel over to the Jews, to establish a homeland for the Jews. And this, again, the word anti-Semitic comes about, where it's just a very effective word that can put people in fear. You don't want to be anti-Semitic, and it's been a very powerful tool to allow those of money to go untouched and do whatever they will, create whatever they were that where they want. But let me read on. I'll just kind of sample here some of what he says. The historic facts revealed here for the first time provide incontestable evidence that their continued suppression will prove inimical to the security of the nation, the peace of the world, the welfare of humanity, and the progress of civilization. So the dedication to all good men of goodwill of all racial origins and of all religious faith. Knowledge is a collection of facts. Wisdom is the use of knowledge. Without facts, there is no knowledge. Without knowledge, there is no wisdom. Facts prevent what nothing can cure. Facts are man's best defense mechanism. Without them, men fumble, falter, and fail. Without them, nations decline and fall. Wisdom wins wars before they start. Knowledge aborts national hostilities. Wisdom obviates racial antipathies. I think obviates means overcome. Knowledge effaces religious animosities. In other words, it erases them. Emancipation from bigotry prefaces peace. Intolerance takes all and gives nothing. Peace rewards reciprocal respect and regard. To all men of goodwill, pax vobiscum, whatever that means. And then he goes on, the truth about the Khazars, a facsimile reproduction of a letter addressed to Dr. David Goldstein of Boston. And that's a long letter, so I'm trying to just sample parts. So I'm going to go to page 3, so bear with me for a moment, and I'll get to page 3. There's a paragraph I wanted to read in there. First paragraph. You will discover in the contents of this long letter valid evidence for the urgency on my part to communicate with you without further delay. You will further discover this reflected in the present gravity of the crisis, which now jeopardizes an uninterrupted continuance of the Christian faith in its struggle as the world's most effective spiritual and social force, the divine mission of promoting the welfare of mankind without regard for their diversified races, religions, and nationalities. So that's page 3. Then I'll go to page 4. So I got to be careful here so I don't overrun things. In paragraphs 4 and 5. So, okay, on the other hand, truth has many times been completely blacked out by repeating contradictory and conflicting untruths over and over again and again and again. The world's recent history supplies sober testimony of the dangers to civilization inherent in that technique. That form of treason to truth is treachery to mankind. You must be very careful, my dear Dr. Goldstein, not to become unwittingly one of the many accessories before and after the fact who have appeared upon the scene of public affairs in recent years. Whether unwittingly or unintentionally, many of history's most noted characters have misrepresented the truth to the world, and they have been so believed that it puzzles our generation. As recently as 1492, the world was misrepresented as flat by all the best alleged authorities on the subject. Obviously, Christopher Columbus corrected that one. So, go to page 5 now, and first paragraph. Choose to remain silent on the subject for reasons undisclosed by history. A duplication of this situation exists today with respect to the crisis which confronts the Christian faith. It is a vital factor today in the struggle for survival of the eventual surrender of the Christian faith to its enemies. The times in which we are living appear to be the zero hour for Christian faith. Okay. And then I'll go to page 7. So bear with me briefly. Page 7. So frustrating. I have to learn someday to get my notes in order so I don't misplace them. Okay, the last paragraph of page 7. Let me get to that. The history of the world for the past several centuries and current events at home and abroad confirm the existence of such a conspiracy. The worldwide network of diabolical conspirators implement this plot against the Christian faith, while Christians appear to be sound asleep, thus, you know, leading to World War I, for example. These are my own words. The Christian clergy appear to be more ignorant or more indifferent about this conspiracy than any other than other Christians. They seem to bury their heads in the sands. So, you know, we're in 2019 right now, and these are pretty profound expressions of this plot to take over the world, basically, from without any kind of faith or reasoning, just using faith as a blanket shield of falsehood. It's the appearance of a truth, you know, this shield, but in reality, behind it all, it's just do whatever you can, however way you can, whatever lie you can make to take power. It's this addiction to money, to the controllers. It's what they want. They've divorced from spirituality. They're just totally in the physical world. They're lost in it, lost in misperception. So, and unfortunately, as with contrails, you know, people bury their heads in ignorance. And I've been one of them. I'm not above this all. I had seen the skies. I got too busy in my own life, never realizing that these crazy herringbone patterns, these lines in the skies, they weren't there once. I was gaslighted. It was just gradually climate engineering came about over the decades to where people, you know, you see movies, and even in the movies, you see lines in the sky. It's not a clear sky with dumpling, huge cumulus clouds anymore. It's, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was asking, were you referring to, were you reading from the Balfour Declaration that was written to Lord Rothschild, who was pushing for the Zionist movement throughout the world.
Yes. As I was reading over the notes, I saw the letter of the Balfour Declaration, you know, the original letter. So indeed, Mr. Friedman talks about this declaration. But this, facts are facts. You know, you can find it on the internet. You have to dig a little bit. Let me just, I can share. It says on the internet bar, PDF Amazing Discovery. It's just,
I have the letter.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, no, I have the letter. I have the Balfour Declaration letter.
Oh, good. I just want to mention, though, that by for me to have access to dig a little bit and get into this extremely important and letter and speech, just Googling Benjamin Friedman's speech, you know, one can dig in, and you're obviously going to find all the smear letters that, oh, he's just a conspiracy theorist, as is always the case. But there, when you get the authentic speech itself, where you can listen to the man speak, you know, it's recorded. And the text as well, and his explanation of the Khazars as the, you know, who eventually became the Zionists, who have this plot that still goes today with 9/11, and, you know, such events, funding groups that create dissent and confusion among the population. And, you know, as I've said, this QAnon, whoever made this up, I listened to it for a few months just to study the enemy, so to speak. I'll give you an example that where I finally couldn't stand it anymore. Tom Hanks, the actor, according to QAnon, he's one of these child molesters with adrenochrome or child killers or whatever from Hollywood. And yes, there is such a thing as an unimaginable thing as child trafficking, sex trafficking. Of course, that goes on. But to make this whole plot of fabricated things like Tom Hanks was killed because he was too much of a risk. Well, you know, I see in the news Tom Hanks with his wife in Greece are becoming citizens of Greece. Tom Hanks is on TV. So, according to QAnon, you're actually making, you want to make me believe that Tom Hanks is dead when you see him on TV a lot. It's just insane how they can take legitimate questions from people like, you know, the 9/11 inside job, which is called a conspiracy, where, yes, that draws people in. They want to find out more about 9/11. And I can tell you this much. The movie 7 is out now. It's from the perhaps the premier architectural engineer in the face of the globe from Alaska. He spent 4 years disproving the NIST report that Building 7 fell by fire.
No. Building 7, I actually have relatives that worked in that building, and they reported that people came in dressed in white suits, and they were supposed to be working on something, but they said that those buildings blew up. They did not fall because another building fell into it.
Right, and that's exactly what this Alaskan engineer proved with his team, that the movie 7, and pardon me, I can't remember his name, but Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911truth.org has that movie. You can maybe access it by Googling the movie Seven, but every single stone and brick is unturned to get to the truth of controlled demolition in that movie. It's a very
Did you know that Building 7 contained a lot of people's OIDs or original issuers discounts that is connected to the original birth certificate or people's straw men? And they knew that at that time people were starting to find out about it. People were pulling themselves up out of the system. And they were planning the whole time for the destruction of America. So by this time, if you blow those OIDs up and the original birth certificates and all that stuff that goes with it, you make people a permanent slave to the bankers, to the world bankers. And
that all
was a setup. All of those important, very important papers were in Building 7.
Yes, I did hear something that to that effect, that a lot of the things that John Kennedy was fighting against, the Society of Secrecy, and all, you know, all the things that aren't to be revealed to we the people, were in that building.
Exactly.
Whether it's CIA,
if you look at the movie The Internationalist, it goes really, really deep into the world bankers and the Rothschilds and all the things that they're doing.
Good. I'll write that down. The Internationalist. Thank you. Is this
welcome.
Abigail?
This is Abigail. How you doing?
Okay. Good. It's been quite a journey in these last 2 weeks. And Abigail, I must ask, what's your thoughts on the almost overtake of the Capitol?
Well, I think that is a big psyop and a distraction. They're trying to act like they're, you know, trying to protect the American government when the American government has been sold out. They're just waiting to bring everybody into the COVID task. So this was their way of bringing it in. That's why everything is happening, and they're also announcing their second and third breeds of the COVID disease that's going around and everything. So everything is coming together. The plan is coming together that by the second quarter, they want to start issuing the citizen payment for taking the COVID pass, and they're going to pay citizens to stay home so that they can slowly start taking away more and more rights, and that even it's going to get even to the point of taking away fuel because they want to start bringing in more drones. All of this is playing into the big Biden buildup, like Biden is going to be the savior of America. This is all a psyop. But unfortunately, the people are actually buying into it and creating a big race riot, which we knew was coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are my thoughts on it. It's bringing in the bankers. It's bringing in the bankers' COVID pass and world citizen payment.
Yes. You know, the two women, Dr. Tenpenny and Catherine Austin Fitz, explain a lot about what you're talking about. And Dr. Tenpenny, again, as I've mentioned in this blog, has been an advocate for years, too, of safe vaccines along with Robert Kennedy. But, yeah, we are setting up, as I said, you know, the political theater. We're setting up for this state control of everything where, you know, do as we say. And both these women explain how China has already had a draconian system set up where everybody's on credit. So everybody in China will receive credit if they behave. Credit will be taken away from them if they don't behave. So these women have described Yeah, these women have described the coming of the technocracy, which is simply slavery. Another twist in the form of slavery. And yes, there's, you know, the White House takeover. There's all this talk on the media about racism, and the police and the white people and this and that. So the flames are here. With its emotions, this whiplash between emotions that see on mainstream media and then reasons where, you know, the reinforcement, the play that justice prevails. Because there's definitely some injustice and insurrection going on, and that it pulls us all into the drama. As the climate collapses, but getting off of Benjamin Friedman, I think I've clearly explained, you know, the depth of and courage that this man had to explain this overall plot takeover by the Zionist influences, and of course, having penetrated into the Christian faith, it's diluted our faith. You know, from seminaries onward, it's diluted the Christian faith to the point where it starts getting lost. And that's the fear of Benjamin Friedman and the warning. It's not the fear. He says, you know, it's just, I'm laying down these facts now so they're there because truth doesn't go away. And as the apostle of truth, the sample of truth, Jesus Christ came about to, as he's explained, for the goodwill of all humanity. And by following that example and having that kind of courage and being in touch with our spiritual selves, that we're all connected. You know, these are extremely important times. And I wanted to mention too, Abigail and Brother Joe, that it's interesting for me. What can I do? I'm glad to say I finally got in touch with a legislator, my local legislator, who upturned the incumbent and Democrat legislature. So she's my new representative. Had a good long talk for about 20 minutes on how important this climate engineering issue is. From a personal standpoint of what I've been through in some of these man-made storms. And just, it's a chance to build, even if it's only planting seeds and this woman goes away from it. But if she is able to follow up and we can build more than just a few people, a group, my goal is to present to the legislature, as somebody did in New Jersey at one point a few years ago, the whole issue of climate engineering. You know, if we have to go on Zoom and somehow do a presentation, that's what I want to do. I want to demonstrate how many people know about this evil lie and the consequences of not knowing about it, and the factual information, the truth, that literally millions and millions of tons of poisons, neurotoxins, including pathogens, which is probably the way they distribute this pandemic. And, yeah. You know, interestingly, China is in good shape. So they're leaving China alone. They don't want to spray pathogens over China. They've already demonstrated the draconian way that you can just yank people from your family. And this is already prepared. I mean, how is it that thousands of soldiers in these space suits or protective suits would, you know, could march through the streets and knock on doors and yank people out of their, you know, family and their houses? And I've seen film. These are real people jumping out of buildings. And, of course, I'm angered, too. My daughter has lost her career at least temporarily, if not permanently, in the dance arts. So we've lost our liberties in some ways. But
oh yeah, people need to know that they are pushing forth this agenda with this climate change agenda. You know, this climate change propaganda. Where people really don't realize that is, like you said, they are geoengineering our weather. We haven't had natural weather for quite a while. And you jogged a thought that I wanted to bring back. As I heard Biden introducing his team, he was giving a speech about his incumbent coming into office. And he mentioned dark winter twice. Again, I was telling you before, it's a lady named Deborah Tavares, and she has a lot of connections with, you know, government, and she was explaining about this dark winter and this black sky event that's coming, that they're planning on using this COVID thing. And also they're planning on hitting the grids and turning the grids off because they want to depopulate the earth and get the earth's energy running back down to how it was running in 1752. Well, it wasn't internet. It wasn't vehicles driving around. All of that is part of the dark winter and the black sky event that they keep mentioning, but no one is, you know, paying attention. They're listening to their definitions, what the politicians are giving, where they're saying, oh, well, we mean dark winter because we're going into the coldest winter months, and we know that that's when the when COVID thrives. Well, you know what they told us down here? They told us that we're in a La Nina, which means up north is going to get more snow, but the southern states are going to stay warmer. So what they did was they hit you guys with a lot of heavy storms, and then they brought in the snow and the cold in early up there to you guys, and then they kept hitting the southern states with the hurricanes. And then after they felt like, okay, well, it's too late, because we can't just keep on bringing the hurricanes. Somebody's gonna get suspicious. So then now all of a sudden, we're having the same weather as the northern states. But y'all said it's a La Nina. La Nina lasts for a whole year. It don't last just for a few weeks. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they are definitely geoengineering. And like I said before, that our 45 signed the Geoengineering Weather Act on October 21st, 2020.
What, could you repeat that act? The what act?
It was the National Geoengineering Weather Act and the Space Act. He signed it on October 21st, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Well, I've written it down.
You're welcome. You can plug it up.
Again, it's just to support as what you say. It's so common with this weather whiplash where whatever they want, whenever they want, they can program it. As of 2026, that's documented in Dane Wigington's Owning the Weather by 2026, which is a biblical end times kind of thing coming to fruition. But, yes, with ionospheric heaters, the ability to bring cold down to superheat the poles. In other words, when the jet stream bends the warmer weather into the poles, it brings the cold back down over the eastern United States. So you get this cold front going down, met by moisture pumped from the Gulf, steered by the microwaves, and then clashing together and creating these crazy cold front storms, featureless cloudy days for days on end, that all you know, a sign of this geoengineering, and that's a tough one too. It's yeah. You get 10 cloudy days in a row where there's just featureless, pinky grace.
Between Florida and West Virginia, we have 4 nuclear plants that is, you know, the microwave heating up down here, and then it runs into the cold.
Okay.
When we had when we had Hurricane Dorian down here, they hit what are they called? The pretty people. I can't think of them right now. But when Hurricane Dorian hit right below us, I can't think of the name of it right now. But
yeah,
it was only a 1. Okay, it was at a stage 1. Port Lucie is right at the bottom of Florida, which is right off of the Keys. They turned up Port Lucie and nuclear plant, and you can see the actual wave feeding into the hurricane over those 4 people, and they turned that hurricane into a stage 5 hurricane, rose the ocean water up by 22 feet.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you what, Abigail, look under geoengineeringwatch.org in their search bar. You can type in Hurricane Dorian, and you'll see the graphic imaging of the microwave activity from the ionospheric heaters and whatnot. Keeping that hurricane in place for 48 hours.
Exactly.
Something like that.
That was Port Lucie. It was from Port Lucie in Florida.
Yep. I think that may well be confirmed. The specific locations of these devices was pointed out, you know, in this radio section, Global Alert News. But just look up Hurricane Dorian, and it's really something. As Dane Wigington said, the islands, the Bahamas, had newly found oil. Also, there was a military base, one of these unknown bases that they, you know, trying to hide.
Exactly.
Now, the islands wiped out so they can build and expand on the base. You know, you can project the motives, but somehow Dane spots and connects all the dots. He sees these things happening. He gets all this information, this factual, credible information. And let me tell you, when you see the imagery of, and the action of these microwaves, which you can visibly project with graphic imaging technology.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Everybody needs to see that, yes, people, hurricanes are steered, augmented, or weakened. They can do whatever they want.
Yes. Did you know that China was the one that bought that naval base in the Bahamas, and they were trying to buy it from Grand Bahama, but Grand Bahama wanted too much, and so the next thing you know, here comes Dorian, and Dorian was a 1, and I watched the waves come from Port Lucie feed that hurricane for 48 hours into a stage 5 hurricane.
Yep, and that's just what the imagery showed. Well, it's thank you for contributing, being part of this blog, Abigail. I really appreciate it. Brother Job, thank you so much for this opportunity. I do have to get to work, unfortunately. The post office has a schedule. I will close.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and again, a reminder to not only geoengineeringwatch.org, but you have people like, she was a Reagan cabinet secretary of housing, I believe it was, Catherine Austin Fitz, who is featured on The Dimming. Again, The Dimming is going to eventually come out in spite of 1,000 hurdles, the documentary about climate engineering and how our clouds are now increasing their cover over the earth and hacking into the hydrologic cycle, which all life depends upon. So when that comes out, people have to know, and it's people like Catherine Austin Fitt, whatever side people are on, whether it's libertarian, Republican, Democrat, when people stand together and like Abigail, the people of this blog, we can beat this. You know, we can stop this plot, this takeover of the world. We're awakening too slow in many ways, but as Dane Wigington said, at some point there's a quantum leap. When people finally wake up, there will be a quantum leap, and then progress will happen, and healing will start to begin. Got to be that way. So, once again, bless you all.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
From Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.